Right, now I'm going to ask Amy, Heather and Bethan. Got her name right. I never get her name right. I call her Megan. Thing is, she answers to it. So she's either Bethan or Megan. So I'm going to ask them to come and share with you a harvest poem. Do you want to use this mic?
Thank you, Father, for nature, for supplying the food we eat, for the many wonderful fruits that are so tasty and sweet.
Thank you for the vegetables that help our body to survive, that nourish our very being to keep us alive.
Thank you for the conditions, the wind, the rain, the storm. Thank you for the sunshine that ripened the fields of corn.
Bless all the harvest that grace our table fare, abundance of glorious food, a feast for all to share.
So as we celebrate harvest, let us think of those in need. Send your thoughts out to the starving, that all of them may eat.
Help us share your treasure to those that are starving today. Give them strength and nourishment to soothe their pains away. And Lord, through your love and understanding, let us learn to share.
Right. Today's our harvest service, isn't it? And we've already spoke about that it's actually a time where we can come and we can thank God for everything that we have. For our clothes, it'd be a bit boring, wouldn't it, without clothes? You know, how many hours do we spend choosing our clothes? But that's not what actually makes us a person. You know, and we choose everything, don't we? You know, our food. And we need to thank God, really, don't we, for our families? You know, because they are a true blessing to all of us. And, you know, when I think about harvest, it always makes me think, really, about creation and actually the amazing world that we live in. And everything that, as humans, we need is found naturally around us. God makes everything that we need. Now, as you know, I'm a nurse. I believe in science. I couldn't do my job if I didn't. But, you know, everything I use comes from the earth. You know, when I first started nursing a few years ago, okay, one of the best dressings we used on any wound was made from seaweed. Today, the best dressing out there is made from honey. So, you know, no matter how technical science gets, and it does get technical, I've just gone back into the hospitals and had to learn to use a lot of machinery, the basics of science are making people better. Everything comes from the earth. God has provided everything. He's given us the brain, maybe, to work out how we do it, but anything in science, you know, everything we use, it does come from our planet Earth and is provided by God. But it also, you know, it says to me, you know, we weren't just chucked together by chance. The world's a very complex place, and the human body is even more complicated. There is no way that this earth just arrived here in the Big Bang. God might have made a lot of noise making the earth, but it just didn't happen by chance. Everything around us is so precise, so accurate, so designed that nothing was left to chance. Now we can all read God's creation in the Bible, can't we? And we've all read that, and we've all read the children's books. But you know, today I just wanted to show you some of my holiday photographs. Okay? When I go on holiday, we go to Spain. We don't go to places like Benidorm, we stay up in the mountains. And you know what, it's the one place you can wake up and look out the window and say, God, thank you for this new day, thank you for creation, because it is all around you, it is so apparent. And sometimes, you know, as humans, I think we get out of bed every morning and we just take that day for granted. We take that first cup of tea and our garden, it's just for granted, it's there, it's ours. And sometimes, you know, we don't actually see what God has given us or what God has made. So I'm going to tell you now, I know you all know the story of creation, but I think it's really good just to remind us that actually, you know, God made us all. He created us. You know, and for those who, you know, really don't know God's love, to know that, you know, you were made. God has a plan for each of you. And so we're going to just go through the story of creation. Right, Louise. Now in Genesis, in the beginning, there was no earth, no sky, no seas, no animals. God then spoke, and he said, let there be light, and there was light. That's good, said God. Let's call the dark night and the light day. Evening came and night passed, and then the light returned, and that was the first day. On the second day, God made the earth and the sky. On the third day, God thought, the earth needs to be a little bit more organized. So he put the water in one place and the dry land in another. When he had finished, God made the plants to cover the earth. And then trees began to grow. That was the end of the third day. On the fourth day, God looked around and thought, the daylight still needs a bit more work, and the night is still too dark. So God made the sun to light the day, and the moon and the stars to add sparkle to the night. God hung them in the sky, stepped back to look at his work, and said, this is coming along very nicely. The next day, God turned his attention to the water he had collected in the oceans. I want these waters teeming with life. And as soon as God said it, it was so. There were fish and animals in the sea. And birds soaring through the air. Ah, that's good, said God. The dusk fell over the water and the sky grew dark, and that was the end of the fifth day. On the sixth day, God created creatures to the land. He made hippopotamus, giraffes, and deer, and many other kinds of different animals. But God felt something was missing. So God made mankind. He made mankind to enjoy and take care of all the lands that he had created. God looked around and was happy with all he had made. After 6 days, the whole universe was completed. So on the seventh day, God had a nice long rest and enjoyed looking at all he had made. And enjoyed looking at all he had made. Now, I want you just to think about something for a minute, guys. I want you to think about your breathing. How many of you are sat there thinking how to breathe right now? Any of you thinking, right, I've got to breathe in now, I've got to breathe out now, I've got to breathe in now, I've got to breathe out now? How many of you are thinking that? No. Okay. I'm on to the second PowerPoint, Lou. It's good when technology keeps up, isn't it? So all of you are sat there breathing. What if you had to control that action every moment of your life? What if you had to remember to breathe in and breathe out? How long do you think you could live like that? Yet God has designed our lungs to automatically breathe in and out over and over again. We are so well designed. Do you know that your heart beats over 103,000 times a day? There is a PowerPoint to go with this, but it's not working. No? We'll just carry on without it then. You will take over 23,400 breaths today. Speak about 4,800 words, some of you more. Move over 750 muscles and exercise 7 million brain cells, some of you less. In just 1 square inch of skin, you will find 20 blood vessels, 65 muscles, 78 nerves, 78 sensors for heat, 13 for cold, and 160 for pressure. 650 sweat glands, 1,300 nerve endings, and 19 million cells. Wow. In 1 inch of skin. We get to skin? Our skin protects us in many ways. It protects us from infection, heat, cold, water, because that's what God designed it to do. Now, some of you don't like your ears, but ears are amazing. No matter how small they are or how big they are, they can hear 150 different tones, different keys. A piano only has 88, but we can hear such little sounds. Our eyes are capable of seeing a small candle 30 miles away when in a completely clear, dark night. And they can actually detect 300,000 different colours. Your nose, whether you like it or not, can smell a drop of perfume diffused round a three-bedroomed apartment. In Psalm 139, verse 14, it says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. Genesis 1, verse 27, God created man in his own image. Male and female, he created them. God formed man from the dust and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. God created us. In the Encyclopedia Britannica, it says the earth is a terrestrial body whose solid surface, abundant water and oxygen, rich atmosphere, have combined to make conditions sustainable for life. Our planet Earth wasn't just thrown out into the solar system, it was precisely placed within the solar system so life can exist. The size of the Earth and the design provides the right amount of gravity to hold it in place. We are 93 million miles away from the sun. That keeps the Earth at the average temperature where life can exist. If we were closer, we'd be too hot, we'd be barbecued. If we were further away, we'd freeze. We're exactly in the right place within our solar system for us to survive. The Earth is at a 23.5 degree tilt of an axis, and that's what gives us our seasons, our summer, spring, winter, and autumn. Without the seasons, our food would not grow. So just by knowing those facts, and by looking around us, we know there is a creator. We know that God created everything. It wasn't left to chance. If it was, it'd be chaos, uninhabitable, unruly. But God created us, the earth, the universe, and everything in it. God's creation reveals his mighty power, his wondrous planning to detail, and his loving kindness to mankind. Now, our solar system isn't the only solar system. This solar system here is called the Sombrero solar system. And that's only, it's not very far away, it's only 28 million light years away from our planet, and it's one of the other biggest galaxies that are out there. Now, the next slide that I'm going to show you and leave you with absolutely blew my mind. Gemma showed me this when I was sat around the pool in Spain. And, you know, when you're amongst that creation and you see this, and I think this will actually blow some of your minds, this is actually 36 million light years away. And it's called the X Factor. It was only first seen when the Hubble telescope became into being in June 1992, when they made the Hubble telescope. That was the first time that they were able to see this. And scientists that have looked at it, at first they thought, before they could see it properly, that there was just a black hole in the middle of the galaxy. But actually, right in the middle of the galaxy, there is this. It's called the X Factor at the core. And it is actually a mammoth cross right at the beginning, at the centre of our galaxy. We can't see it today without the Hubble telescope. There's pictures there. And, you know, that's just truly amazing, you know. At the centre of all creation, at the centre of the universe, there is this. You know, God created everything. God created us. And if you just want to share God's love with the people around you, you just have to show them his creation. Because if you even think of a butterfly, how intricate the wings are, you know, that wasn't just made by chance. It was made by God. And so, you know, you can go out there, wherever you are, you can share God's love through creation. And I want to just finish now with a clip called Creation Call. Let's hope this works.